USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The inflation trend in the United States is squashing lower-income American families across the country. The Producer Price Index, which measures prices that businesses receive for their goods and services, surged 8.6% in September. President Biden on Thursday signed legislation temporarily raising the government's borrowing limit to nearly $29 trillion, saving America from defaulting, but only until December. Another scientist has pushed back against the doom and gloom of climate change peddlers from the United Nations and other governmental agencies. Dr. Leslie Woodcock, a professor at the University of Manchester School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science, is a former NASA scientist. In an interview, he laughed off man-made climate change as nonsense and a money-making industry for the green lobby. The term climate change is meaningless. The Earth's climate has been changing since Earth was formed a billion years ago, he said. USA Radio News.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit SimplySafe.com today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A domestic violence case in China is very disturbing. Wendy King reports.
A court has sentenced a man to death for murdering his wife, setting her on fire while she was live streaming on China's form of TikTok last year. 30-year-old Tibetan blogger and mother of two, who used the name Lamo on China's version of TikTok, was a social media star with hundreds of thousands of followers on her broadcast. Her ex-husband, Tang Lu, set her on fire while she was doing a live stream from her father's home on September 14, 2020. She died from her injuries a half month later. The court said the homicide was extremely cruel. The murder also followed Lamo refusing to remarry Tang, whom she divorced in June of 2020, after 11 years of marriage. She said Tang reportedly assaulted her. After her death, China's President Xi Jinping gave a speech to a United Nations conference, saying the protection of women's rights and interests must become a national commitment.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mother of the woman killed by U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt, called her daughter's death a murder. Mickey Whithoff on Newsmax.
I'm, you know, hanging in there day by day. Outraged as well. I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me. So all the way home, I was hoping that it was a rubber bullet and that it was not my daughter. So, you know, you run a lot of things through your head.
The Defense Department has decided not to allow the Air Force veteran to be buried with military honors usually afforded by all honorably discharged personnel.
They didn't justify it. It was just decided by Colonel, I can't remember his last name, I don't have it in front of me, but somebody from the Air Force decided that because of her participation in January 6th, she would not be eligible. It's an outrage like so many other things. You know, my daughter was a proud patriot protesting and not an insurrectionist, and I just think that that narrative should cease to be pushed forward for any of our political prisoners, my daughter especially included.
President Trump at a rally on January 3rd.
And by the way, who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? Who? Who shot Ashley Babbitt? We all saw the hand. We saw the gun.
My daughter believed enough in the fact that the election was stolen to go to Washington, D.C. with so many other patriots that are there that are still suffering. And I feel like they tried to squash a movement that day, but I feel like they've made my daughter's voice louder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.